Are you ready, team?
Yes.
Watch. Wonderful. The eagles are rising indeed. Good evening, everybody. My name is Nelly Dumeni. I'm from Windhoek, Namibia. I'm a father, a mother of... I guess I'm both now. I'm a mother of two winners, the best children any parent can wish for. By profession, I'm a medical technologist, and I've been doing GNLD full-time for many years now. My task this evening is to just share with you how to work with the team. And this is a topic which is wide and has a lot of aspects in it that I really do not think I can do justice to it. So what I'm going to do is to share from my experience and from attending meetings and doing or trying to implement what I have learned, things that I have picked up, that maybe it can also help you to pick up one thing or two that can help your business as well to grow. Once upon a time, someone joined a company called GNLD. He passed it on until it reached Charlie and Alta Bolton, who kept passing it on until it reached a most important person. That is you and me. Why? Because you determine the future of the business from your point onwards. Whether you'll cause it to flourish, whether you'll pass it on, or whether you'll kill it and kill the efforts of those who previously worked to get it to you. How many people in this room are determined to pass this business on and to make it flourish? That is wonderful. They say that in life you can learn from your own experience or own mistakes, and that can be costly sometimes. But they say the best way to learn is from OPE, other people's experience, because that is less costly. So what I'm going to do is to quickly just share with you a few tips or things that I have noticed for myself that help in business building and working with a team. Number one is a dream or dreams. You know, in the Eagle team, we are told about having dreams, developing a dream chart, and all this. And I know in Namibia, we like to share our dream charts, but I have noticed one thing, that somebody will come and show you their dream car on their dream chart. And 2-3 months later, the person comes and shows you their dream car without their business growing. And I was always wondering, what is wrong? These people have dreams, but they are not building. We are not able to work with them. What is happening? You know what I realized? That many people have dreams, but they actually have plan A to achieve those dreams. And GNLD, they use it as plan B, not plan A. So now what I do with my team, people that I'm working with, I ask them specific questions. And my question is, my friend, what is your dream that you want GNLD to achieve for you besides your salary? Forget about the salary. Even if you are able to budget properly and you have some money left, if you want to use GNLD to save money, how much it is that you want to be able to save from GNLD? And I realized that when people identify what they want out of GNLD, they are easier to work with. I'll give you an example. I have one lady. She was in a foreign country because her husband was in foreign mission. She came back home, and she didn't really want to work. But she took GNLD to keep her as her job. But one of the things that motivates her is to travel, especially to go to Hawaii. So because of that Hawaii, this lady is working hard. She is over 3,000 points, and she's building a network. And today she's in this room having brought 10 people because her dream is specific from GNLD. I also find out that for us to work our team, we need to develop friendship. I realize that if you develop friendship with people, they will stick around with you. In other words, you don't just communicate with your downlines because there's a meeting or you want them to come to Bloom or buy products or get PV or qualify. That is good, but it's not enough. I have found out that people that I have developed relationship with, in other words, I know what is happening. I know their children's first name and their birthdays. I call or whatever is happening in the family. How was your trip? Where were? Those ones tend to stick around. I had a very funny situation happen a few years ago. This friend of mine, a senior manager downline, called me and said, "No, Nelly, I don't want you to hear it from anybody else. That's why I decided to call you. I have decided to join this other company, and I'm just calling to let you know." So guess what I said? I said, "My friend, if that is how you feel, you have all my blessings." And I left it there. I didn't fight or anything. A few weeks went by. We were actually sleeping. And then a phone rang at 1:30 in the morning. And it was her husband on the other line. And he was saying, "Nelly, I hope you are not sleeping." No, and unfortunately, me, I don't go to bed early, so I was awake. "Say, we cannot sleep. Your friend wants to talk to you." And she came on the phone. "Say, you know what, Nelly? I went and I just thought to myself, will I spend the whole life without my LDC, my Super 10, and all the GNLD supplements?" And she said, "And I went to these people's meeting. It can never compare to what GNLD and Eagle Team does." And she said, "If I cannot work hard in GNLD, which was not doing, by the way, how can I work hard in another company? And if I cannot make it in GNLD, what makes me think that I will make it in another company?" And she's back today. She's not still flying, but she's consistently buying her own products. Just to tell you, friendship keeps people together. But when I talk about friendship, please get me right. I'm not talking about being buddy buddies. Because that's the opposite. It destroys the relationship of business relationship. If you are having you are having parties together, you are in each other's face, so to say, the respect breaks down. You cannot even advise that person to how to build a business because they know you too much. I mean, they come and sleep in your house, they hear you snoring, you have an argument with your wife or whatever, then the respect goes down. Are you with me? All right. So that is one of the things that I picked up. The next one is product usage. I have noticed that people that use these products, they don't go out of GNLD. They may not build strong, but they will always be buying their own products. And for me, I have even made it a point that when somebody starts, I am very, very open with them because I want to find out how can I help them. Do they have any physical changes or health changes, I mean challenges or health challenges that I can help them with? Because it's one thing just to say use the products, but somebody does not know which ones. And I have noticed that people that use the products also build the business because our products sell themselves. These people get testimonies, like we had so many testimonies here. Those testimonies or results are enough to bring in more business for them. I remember when I started, every product that I used, that's the only product that I sold that time. I think I once told you a story of using a hand and body lotion of GNLD. I think when I was expecting our last born, and my skin had broken out. And I said, "Let me try these people's hand and body lotion." Within 3 days, my skin was clear. So guess what? Everybody who came to our house, "Look at my skin. You know it was like this." I remember my brother-in-law coming in our house and he bought 8 bottles on the spot. And I'm like, "No, it's not that I want you to buy. I'm just sharing with you my testimony." He said, "No, Nelly, I need it anyway." So he bought. So for me, I check even what my people order. If I realize they're only ordering healthcare, then I find a way to introduce them to the skin and home care. And we are so blessed in this business that we have so many DVDs. Even if you are not an expert on whatever area, you can literally give somebody the CD and the DVD and it will do the job for you. So that for me has worked very, very well. And then this one is very crucial. Number four, taking few legs and developing depth. I remember when I started, I didn't know about family planning, so I was giving birth in this business like it's going out of fashion. And it's of people that I could not take care of. I heard somebody once make a statement that in this business, we choose who we lose. And it's true, because if you are not able to support people that you are putting in your business, you will eventually lose them. So what I have noticed, and maybe also through what I went through that I could not really run up and down, it forced me to focus 80% of my time on 20% of the producers or the winners, dreamers, people that really, really are serious about having GNLD helping them to achieve their dreams. And I work with them. I check what they are buying. I check what is happening. I actually literally drew up a structure that I walk around with in my diary. If you look at this paper, it has overworked. Because every single day I look at it and I know exactly where do I need to touch, which area, who do I need to talk to, who do I need to work with on that particular day according to the 20% of the people that I have chosen to work with. And it seems to be developing much better. But I need to warn you as well. Once you have made up your mind, it doesn't stop distractions from coming. You remember, I still have the 80% of the other people that are in my team that I love and I support and I care for. But how do I divide so that I give 80% of my time to this 20%? I will give you an example. There was one lady one morning called me, and she was so, so excited. This lady is my direct downline, and she has been in the business for more than, I think, 10 years. And this time she's calling, "Nelly, an earthquake is coming. Woo, what business?" And she's talking big, big talk. I got somebody to sponsor. Guess what I did? I got excited with her. The old Nelly would have run to make sure that this person is sponsored, demonstration is done, and whatever. But because I know where my focus is, guess what I did? I sent her all the information by email. I still loved her. I still cared for her, but I didn't spend as much time with her as I do with my 20%. So she was able to launch this new person's business and to help that person in the business. So there need to be a balance. Number five, never pass negativity down line or cross line when you are working with your team. But all negativity goes to the up line. We all know that? Okay. Why are we trying to control people or what is happening? I have realized that when you are convinced about what you are convinced about, there is no doubt in your mind that you could be wrong. But you could be wrong. Who knows that all of us are not perfect? You are all imperfect, a work in progress. So when you pass negativity to your downline, you may be wrong without knowing, but you will kill them and you will destroy their confidence in the business and that way their future. I like to give examples. One day I was in training and this guy, our downline, is actually a pastor. And he had come on the GR2 program control. And we are telling people, we are having so many good testimonies about GR2 control. And at the end of the meeting, he just stood up. And he said, "These people, they're Nelly and Emmanuel, these GR2 testimonies, does GNLD pay people to say them or what? Because I went on GR2 and I didn't lose anything." It was very negative, and it was said to everybody, cross line, up line, down line, everybody. And of course, we know this guy to be negative. 6 a.m. the following day, the first call we got was from this guy, and he was so excited. Oh, Nelly Emmanuel, guess what? I weighed myself and I have lost 2 kilograms. This thing works. Of course, we are very excited for him, but very sad at the same time. Because the damage he did could not be repaired. So he talked too fast. He did not weigh himself, but he was already saying in the meeting that generally pay people to to give testimonies. So really, really, we need to grow up and become a bit more mature. I had another case where somebody did not understand the marketing plan properly. So they thought they were supposed to become a director this month, and they didn't. So instead of going to the upline to find out, how does one become a director? Guess what? The person took the phone and is calling the downlines, the cross lines, and I was hearing news coming from another, even a different town. Yet, I have shared this information with them to say, never pass negativity downline or cross line, always up. Why? Because your upline most likely have gone through what you are going through, and they are able to give you the right advice so that you understand, and you'll also be able to do it for your other people. I want you to turn to your neighbor right now and tell them, if I am not your upline, tell them, don't dump your negativity on me. We are continuing. Tell them, I am not a dead bin. I have dreams that I want to achieve. And I don't need you to kill them for me. Let's grow up. Thank you. All right. We are all learning. We make mistakes, we learn from our mistakes. Number 6, there's no room for jealousy in the business. No room for jealousy in the business. I tell you, it is more exciting to have many people doing well in an area than having one person doing well, isn't it? Because like Watson was saying, the guy from Livingstone, he was saying, before we used to point at other people, but now our people are more excited because we can point at us. This one is successful, that check is good, that the other one is good, that one is doing well. So it is more uplifting if all of us are doing well. Nobody loses anything. Please, I beg you, no jealousy. Because I was very surprised. One day I went to a meeting, and this lady came to me and said, Nelly, what is wrong with your business? And I'm like, what's happening? No, this lady used to be a customer of this lady, and she never told me that I can become part of GNLD. Now today I was invited by somebody else, and she's not talking to me. It's your customer that you used to to sell products to, but seeing that person brought to a meeting by somebody else, now you are so jealous you don't want to talk to them? What is happening? And another one asked me the same question and said, no, somebody approached me. And when I told them that I was invited by so-and-so and I'm actually in so-and-so's team, because they didn't know that the person was in the business, their face just changed. And when I said, who was that? It was actually an upline being jealous of a downline. We should not allow such room in our business. For me, I have come to a point where I realized that we all have a part to play and we all have a destiny to protect. For example, like I told you, when I started, I was giving birth left, right, and center. And of course, some people get out of the business. Some don't even remember their faces anymore. Their membership expires and everything. I have made myself a point that anytime I go to a meeting and I find one of my old distributors invited by somebody, I congratulate them for coming back to GNLD, and I tell them that person that invited you is the right person. They'll take you far. Because I look at it, if I had them in my team and I fail to develop them, maybe it's better they get somebody else who will have time for them to develop them. Number 7, tension and conflict is sometimes unavoidable, but we must learn to look at the upside of tension, not the downside, but the upside of tension. I have learned Every tension has an upside. There is always good in every bad thing. But we need to realize a few things, how to see the upside. Number one, we must always realize or think that the other side is also right in their own eyes. Let me give you an example. I'll use this stage. We in the business, we are talking, and one is saying, no, to go to the stage is better to use the left side, left stairs to come to the stage. The other one is saying, no, it's better to use the right side. Are they both right? But they are all having different opinions, isn't it? Okay. Now, you can have such situations, and they happen everywhere. When you see something coming up and it's not being resolved, it's a tension, and you need to look at the upside of it. It happens even in churches. Should the preacher be spirit-led to preach what God has put on his heart, or should we care about the mothers who are taking care of and babysitting? Who, if the pastor goes on for long, they need to go, they need to be paid overtime and all these things. So you have all this conflict in every situation. But how to solve it? Number one is, let us look at the upside, which means what is going to be beneficial to the whole team. Because if you say, let us use the left, then the other one who are saying, let us use the right, are upset, completely upset, and you can even get them out of the business, and vice versa. But when you take time to say, what is the best to the benefit of our business, you'll come up with a solution that can help both. For example, you can say, we don't lose anything. Why don't some use the left and some use the right? It's an upside of tension. And then as a leader, once you decide that, of course there will still be those that say, no, I said we must use left. I said we must use right. Now as a leader, go to your people and defend and sell that decision. Don't negatize it. You say, no, I really wanted us to go left, but these people decided. You are making your downlines or your team a dead bill. Are you with me? All right. Number eight. Believe in your people even before they believe in themselves, and keep pushing them into leadership and responsibility, even if they try to run away from it. Okay, we need to believe in our people. And how do we show that we believe in them? By speaking the future into them. My downlines, most of them, I call them my upcoming director, my sapphire, my diamond. And that is where I want them to be, and that is what I talk to them. So don't concentrate on where the people are right now. Concentrate on where you want them to be and speak that language of where you want them to be. And responsibility. I know as human beings we are very selfish, and we don't like responsibility, all of us, including myself. And you find that you'll give them a responsibility, and they'll dodge it. I tell you, don't give up. Keep giving them those responsibilities, because that is the only way that our business can grow. What you want is not a group of followers, but a group of leaders in a team. You don't want a group of followers, but a group of leaders in a team. Because as it said, our business will only grow to the level of our leadership. That is why keep giving those responsibilities. Well, even if they mess up, just help them and still show that you believe in them by giving responsibility. Starting with little things, like maybe being an MC, being at the door duty, doing something, just feeling like they are taking part of the responsibility of the team. It helps people to grow. And then number nine, love, care, support, and recognize your team. We need to love them. You know, when you love your people, even if you make a mistake, they will forgive you. If you say, guys, sorry I messed it up, forgive me. Because they know you didn't do it to help them. You actually love them. They will forgive you and they'll still be able to follow you. And let us support our people as much as possible. And when somebody does something good, we need to recognize them. If they do something bad, go around the corner and correct them. But they say when you correct somebody, always sandwich it with good before the correction and after the correction. And when you correct somebody, don't attack the person, attack the activity. What you did is not you are bad, but what you did is bad. And people will accept you much better. If we continue to do this, to love our people, to recognize them and to support them, will definitely become a sign and a wonder, not only to other people, but to ourselves as well. I said there's much more to team developing or working with your team, but what I shared with you is just a few things that I feel I have picked up, and you can add on what you know. There is a lot of literature, even in the Eagle Team training manual, how to work with people. But whatever you learn, I just wanted you to also add in these few points. It was nice chatting to you. God bless you and see you at the top.